I'm here with Kirk Windisch of Stardock Software. How are you today, Kirk?
Very well, thank you.
Tell us about Stardock. What does Stardock do?
Stardock is a software developer for Windows, a Microsoft Gold Certified partner. Mm-hmm. We develop Windows software for entertainment, for PC games. We also do software for enterprise and desktop enhancements. And we also have a division that writes a digital software distribution platform called Impulse.
Very cool. And what is your role with Stardock?
My role is Director of Software Development for Enterprise, and that involves Impulse and software that is loaded by PC OEMs.
Cool. Well, we're here today to talk about Impulse, so let's take a look at this. Let's see what it does. Can you explain it for me?
Sure. Okay, so Impulse is a digital software distribution platform that is consumers can purchase software, download the software, and then update their software, manage their software. The nice thing about Impulse over traditional methods for purchasing software is that the digital platform allows users to make a purchase, and then they don't have to worry about downloading the software, keeping track of their serials, doing the installation. Impulse handles all of that for them. So what we're looking at here is the store front for Impulse. What you're looking at is the games that are for sale on Impulse, as well as we do sell other types of software on the platform as well. Impulse does currently today do digital software. However, we're also looking to move into other forms of digital media.
Very nice. And this works on older platforms, but I noticed that you also implemented some Windows 7 specific features. You've got simple things like jump lists there, and you mentioned that we'll see the taskbar using the progress indicator directly on the taskbar icon as well. Was that difficult to implement?
No, both of those features we implemented with one developer in one day, and our users love the progress bar on the when they're doing their downloads.
Great. Well, I have purchased some software in the past. This is a different machine. I own Fences. Where would I find Fences?
So to find your software, you click on the tab that says My Software at the top. Scroll down to the piece of software you'd like to install, click on it, and then click on the install button in the bottom right-hand corner. It's that simple. And if you had been making a purchase, Impulse would have automatically started the installation at the end of the purchase for you.
Nice. And what about runtimes? Do you handle any of the base platform? If Fences requires .NET 2.0, do you make sure that's installed on XP or...
Correct. So Impulse will, in installing Fences, will determine if there's any prerequisites such as the C++ runtimes or .NET 3.5, what have you, and install that. Make sure that's installed before installing the application and transparent to the user so that it happens seamlessly through the install process.
While this is installing, let me think in terms of other software makers. I do a podcast for startups. Now, if I were a startup creating desktop software and needed a way to distribute this, is this something that I can take advantage of today, or is this something I'll be able to take advantage of tomorrow?
Right. So Impulse is a platform. The client that we're showing right now is just one piece of that platform. The platform actually includes other components that enable independent software developers or game developers to easily put their work up on Impulse. So one piece is the developer portal that allows developers to add their software to Impulse. Another piece is Impulse Builder, which we're developing now to allow independent software vendors to self-package their mm-hmm. applications for Impulse. And then the third piece is Impulse Reactor, which allows for copy protection, and also Impulse Reactor does have components for game developers that so they don't have to re-engineer or reinvent the wheel every time they're writing a game, such as achievements, rankings, multiplayer features. So those three pieces are the main pieces of Impulse that ISVs can use today.
Very nice. Let's walk through an end-to-end scenario, get that kicked off, and then we'll talk about how you build this. So coming back to Explore, let's say I wanted to buy something. What should I buy? Sins of a Solar Empire?
Sure. So the user would just click on the application they want to buy, add it to their cart, and then click the checkout button to proceed. Now, at this point, you're already logged in. So if you had entered this information before, you would not have to enter it again. It would just skip this. But this seems to be your first purchase on Impulse.
Let's do this.
Okay, and then click Purchase for Myself. You can also gift items on Impulse. So if someone else doesn't have an Impulse account, you can just put in their email, and it'll be offered as a gift, and they will get an email saying, here, download Impulse to get your software. And this page, let me put in my secret. And at this point, Impulse is doing intelligent fraud checking, intelligent credit verification. And you say, I would like to install it now. And it's that simple. You just click on yes, and the application is starting to install.
So tell me about how this was implemented. Tell me about what's going on in the to make this happen.
Okay, so Impulse is an evolution of what was previously Startup Central. Startup Central has existed for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've done digital software distribution for our own products through Startup Central. When we moved to Impulse, we redeveloped a lot of the infrastructure in .NET 2.0 at the time.
Okay.
It was a big deal for us. We moved away from using C++ to using C#. We were able to develop the client in less than a year using three developers. And the client, when I say the client, I mean the infrastructure on the back end as well, rapidly. Now we're at a point where we have our store data model, which was a purchase package at the time, and our data model for Impulse, and we need to merge the two. So we're re-engineering that using .NET 4.0.
Okay.
We're leveraging the Entity Framework and the WCF data services to basically, when we build the data model, we're not going to have to write all that pipe the code to create the data layer. The data layers are being automatically generated, and it's fabulous. What used to take us hours and a lot of time wasted writing what I'll call glue,
mm-hmm.
now we just use the Entity Framework and WCF to generate all that code, and we are seeing a lot of advantages from that, just from a time perspective, but also from a quality perspective, because you don't have to write all that code, and you know, you misspell an object name, and you have to go hunt that down later. So it's really been a big time saver and productivity for us.
Very nice. Yeah. And you all on Visual Studio 10 then at this point?
Yes, we've migrated the team over to Visual Studio 10, and the next generation of Impulse and client, as well as the back end data layer, will all be .NET 4.0.
Very, very nice. Again, we mentioned the Windows 7 progress indicator right on the status bar there, so we can go off and do other things while this is loading.
Right. Some other things that Impulse does. You don't see Impulse Builder here, which I referred to earlier. That's going to be a .NET 4 application.
Okay.
We haven't released it yet, but it's going to allow people to basically download Impulse Builder and use it as a packaging tool to package their software and then basically upload it to Impulse. So those store pages you saw earlier that had the graphics and the screenshots, all of that, it can be controlled by the developer.
So if I'm a software company looking forward to those features, approximately what time frame should I check back?
Impulse Builder will be available in the third quarter of this year.
Excellent.
And we'll be releasing updates to that in the fourth quarter as well to support Impulse Reactor, which will have additional features for our game developers who would like to tap into matchmaking and multiplayer features.
Very nice.
So one other feature of Impulse that we are happy about as far as development time, as far as how long it took us to implement, was Impulse TV. We put this together in a week. So this platform, Impulse TV, we decided that we needed to do it, and a week later we had this up and running.
Wow.
Yeah. And the feedback on this has been wonderful, because we mix in not only games that are AAA titles, but we also put the hidden gems like VVVV and Impulse TV and give them a marquee location for the people to see. And we anticipate putting software applications on there once Impulse Builder is released that we find that are gems as well.
And this is something people can check out even before they purchase software?
Correct.
All right.
They can watch a video of their, you know, something they're considering purchasing and see if it's really for them.
Great. Well, if you're a gamer, clearly you have to go check out StarDoc, but even if you're not a gamer, this is going to be more and more a way that people are going to be downloading and installing their software.
That's correct.
Thank you, Kirk. Thanks for spending time with me here today.
And
great
welcome.
Stuff. I can't wait to see more and more.
Thank you, Patrick.